first-time claims for the week ending December 24th. It marks 95 straight weeks of initial claims below 300,000. More now on poor relations between the U.S. and Israel, especially following last week's U.N. vote and also yesterday's speech by the Secretary of State. With an exclusive story, here's USA's Jason Wirt.
Israeli officials are condemning what they believe is a misleading speech by Secretary of State John Kerry regarding the peace process in the Middle East. Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Ron Dermer, was very critical of Kerry's statements in an exclusive interview with USA Radio News.
I hope one day an American Secretary of State will actually give a speech that will tell the truth finally to the American people and the world, and that Israel would not have to tell it by itself.
Dermer and the Israeli embassy has been deluged with calls from Americans that say John Kerry and Barack Obama do not represent Americans' feelings on Israel. I'm Jason Wirt.
And a winter storm will bring heavy snow and winds to large parts of New England today into tomorrow. Winter storm warnings posted from western Massachusetts to Maine. Warnings are also in effect for parts of eastern West Virginia. Remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:02, it is 33 degrees in Flemington, and a cold rain is falling. Today's forecast is rain, possibly mixed with snow before 2 p.m., then a chance of rain between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m., high near 43. Total daytime snow accumulation is less than half an inch. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 28. Friday, a slight chance of snow after 10 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 38. And for New Year's Eve, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 38. And Saturday night, a slight chance of rain and snow between 8 p.m. and midnight. And the New Year's Day, mostly sunny with a high near 46.
Yes, and what a lovely morning. Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we'll recap 2016 at HCL and look forward to 2017 with a whole new slate of events and programs. The gingerbread houses are on their way out, but don't worry, the Hunterdon Central Regional High School Art Department replaces them with their annual student show in January. Jennifer wishes she... I blew the line. Start again. Jennifer wishes she had $1 million. Hot dog! January programs for kids and adults, new library services, and more. on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Debbie Reynolds. What movie is this from?
Singing in the Rain.
Oh, this is from Singing in the Rain? Oh, I didn't know that. So very sad, huh?
Yes.
Did she die of a broken heart, as what people are saying?
Well, she had a stroke, but yeah.
I mean, right after the day after her daughter dies? Were they that close?
I don't know. She was 84.
What do you know about Debbie Reynolds?
She was married to Eddie Fisher.
Briefly. Or not briefly. But
well, long enough to.
Didn't Eddie Fisher cheat on her with Elizabeth Taylor?
He left her for Elizabeth Taylor.
I think the story was, weren't they like best friends or something? Like, they're both couples. Elizabeth Taylor was married to that politician, and they had a baby. Mike Todd, I think his name was. And I think them and Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher were like really close couple. And then Mike Todd died in a plane crash, I think. And I think Eddie Fisher consoled her. And the rest is history. But Debbie Reynolds, what else was she in, Jennifer? She did this at a very young age, too, kind of like Carrie Fisher did Star Wars. Wasn't she really young when she made Singing in the Rain?
Yes. She was in a nun movie.
Flying Nun?
Tammy.
Tammy? What's Tammy? Wasn't that a song?
Yeah, but it was from the movie.
So she was like a Broadway star, too? Wasn't she the unsinkable Molly Brown?
I believe so.
On Broadway? Yeah. Or was that a movie, too?
That was a movie.
That was a that was another same guy that wrote The Music Man with Ruth, if I'm not mistaken. Meredith Wilson?
Meredith Wilson.
I think so. So very shame. So God bless you, Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds. Just a wrap of a year of a lot of, it seemed anyway, like a lot of famous people dying.
Yes.
And a lot of people saying now, like, 2016 sucked. Can I say sucked on the radio?
You did. Well, you just
can
did.
Well,
there's no FCC regulations.
Was 2016 really that bad?
I don't like even years.
Oh, here we go.
Which is really odd because I was born in one.
Why did I start this?
Why did you start? I always feel like an odd year is a better year for me.
Really? Can I have examples of why you think that?
No,
I just feel. You're married.
94.
Okay, then.
No, I don't know. I just feel like I'm on.
What year were you born?
68. So, yeah, I was born in an even year.
But you were born and married in even years, but you don't like even years.
I feel like I'm on a better keel in odd years.
I think these are all knee-jerk reactions because one thing happens and you blame the whole thing. It's like every Hallmark movie out there where something bad happens on Christmas and the person blames Christmas for the tragedy and then the rest of the family suffers. Until somebody says, what are you doing? All their kids and everything, they're not allowed to celebrate Christmas because this guy had some tragedy happen around Christmas. Never blame Christmas, Jennifer.
No, it's never Christmas.
By the way, we missed our last show before Christmas. I missed your reading of the...
I know. But I didn't have the heart to do it without you.
Why?
I just didn't. It's not the
same. I would have loved to have listened to it. It would have been a nice Christmas present for me.
I know. I'm sorry.
You missed the year the year before, and I did it.
I know. You did a really good job. But you had Carol.
And I had to read it. I had to read your thing for you.
I know. I was so touched.
I did it for you.
I
expected that to be reciprocated.
Oh, stop.
So how was your Christmas?
It was nice, thank you. How was yours?
What did you get? You get any presents?
I got 6 bottles of wine.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
From one person?
Mm-hmm, Santa.
Santa brought you 6 bottles
they're
of wine?
They're dessert wines.
Okay, 6 different bottles or the same
no,
that
they're all
you
different.
Like?
They're all different.
Very nice. You get your parents anything for Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Are we allowed to say or no?
Yeah, I got my father, I gave him 2 shirts. And my mother placemats and bath salts.
Very nice.
My mother got it very cool.
So what else? What'd you do on Christmas Eve?
Well, we just, Christmas
what was,
Eve.
What's that? What were the tent poles of
Christmas Eve
Christmas
was not
for
a
you?
Tent pole.
Did you go to Mass?
Yeah, 4:00.
4:00 Mass over in Kingwood Township?
Mm-hmm. Baptist Town, yeah.
Baptist Town, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
How did that go?
Good. It's
I went to the 11 p.m. Mass at Presbyterian Church downtown. Mean about 25 other people.
That's it?
There wasn't many people in there.
Really?
Yeah.
There were like thousands of people.
Really?
It was crowded.
But it was nice.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's
Am
it.
I getting much from you?
Oh, no. Christmas? I thought I was waiting for you to finish. No, Christmas Day we went to my parents' house and hung out.
Have a nice meal.
We have breakfast. We always have breakfast. My father had thought about cooking dinner, but changed his mind.
So left you hanging out in the wind on that one?
Pretty much.
Yeah, we had brunch on Christmas morning, actually. So, yeah. I was thinking December 26th has to be the saddest day of the year, because for a month, basically, you're working toward this one day.
I know.
And then you don't plan about anything after. And then it's the next day, and you're like, now what? Now what do we do?
Right. And then, but it kind of works up again for New Year's a little bit.
Does
like,
it?
Is your, are your trees still up?
Does it really? No, actually, I took them down last night because we're going to Vermont
over the weekend.
So I didn't think it was prudent to
keep them up. Because yours have been up since before Thanksgiving.
Just after Thanksgiving. So, yeah, we had to take them down. The tree lasted very well. It was still drinking water to the very end there.
Yeah, mine is too. So, I mean, probably next weekend, I think.
So that's good. So what are your plans for New Year's? You're looking forward to New Year's. Tilted Kilt? Do they do anything? Oh, that's right. You don't go there anymore.
No. My sister's coming to New Jersey this weekend.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So we're having dinner tomorrow night.
Okay. And what are you doing New Year's Eve?
We're going to church to hear her preach.
And then?
We don't do a big thing on New Year's Eve.
Have you ever gone out for New Year's Eve?
Not in years.
What did you do when the last time you went out?
We went to the Union Hotel one year.
They had like a big party?
No. Just dinner.
I just had dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do a New Year's party out somewhere?
Years ago.
Like okay.
Before I was married.
We've established that.
Like, yeah. No, it's not really.
Since before you're married, have you gone out for New Year's? To like a restaurant or a party or a...
I can't. Oh, no. One year we went out with my in-laws and like my brother-in-law and his wife for New Year's.
I would have thought you would have gone to New York one of these times.
No. I don't do crowds.
Well, not go to Times Square, but be in New York.
At midnight or before? Like, I'd like to go during the day.
A party, like a New Year's party in New York, like in Harry Met Sally or whatever. No?
No.
Did you ever see When Harry Met Sally?
Parts of it. I've never seen it all the way.
Which brings it up. Wasn't Carrie Fisher in that?
I believe she was.
She was the friend, Sally's friend. That was just random. I didn't even mean to bring that up. But see.
Did you look at my Facebook page this morning?
No.
Because I posted almost exactly what you...
I don't stalk you, Jennifer.
I didn't mean that. I thought maybe you just saw it.
Okay.
I thought it came across your feed or something. I wrote almost the exact same thing that you just read about listening to the library show, that we were going to look back.
Oh, really? We are. I think we should look back and not really pat ourselves on the backs, but just go over the highlights from 2016, because I think there were a lot of them.
Yes.
Why don't we do that after the commercial break?
All right. Before... we have a few minutes.
Okay.
I would like to thank you very much. I want to thank you publicly. You made a very nice... You did. You really kindly offered... I had to go sit in your services this morning, and you kindly offered to go do it for me.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated
that. I would have done it. I don't know how much help I would have been.
I just had to explain where the fish tank was.
Is that all you had to do? Oh, I could have done that, Jennifer.
No, where's the fish tank? It's gone. You know it's gone?
No. Well, if you're in a bind, you can always ask me to help.
I know. I appreciate
especially,
it.
Especially, if you got to salt the sidewalk.
Mark was doing it when we left.
I'll do that.
Thank you. Mark was doing it when I left.
Did he? Was it icy out there? You said there's going to be a half inch of snow. There's not going to be a half inch of snow.
I know.
It's pouring out there. I think it's supposed to stop, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So, but it is snowing hard in Vermont. I think they're supposed to get like 10 inches.
I know.
Which I think would be timing this perfectly.
I think it is, because by Saturday they'll be cleaned up.
My wife and I gave each other a trip to Vermont for Christmas, as we're going to do it this weekend. I was like, she wanted,
I'm surprised
it was a last-minute thing, and I go, there's not going to be any.
I'm surprised you got room.
And the hotel that she likes to stay in had a room left.
Shocking. So probably off the kitchen.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's almost January, and I've got the preview of the January booklet.
How'd you get that already? That's not out yet.
I took it in somebody's mailbag.
Oh, so what do you think?
I like it. And actually, I took a picture of it, and Amy Jo's going to post it on Facebook on January 1st.
Oh, yeah?
So if you want a sneak preview of the Jim Thatch bookmark for January.
It was kind of like our childhoods, right? Going to the sledding hill?
Yes.
Did you find all the HCLs?
I think there's a lot, no.
Not a lot. There's some.
I didn't circle them yet. But I think there's quite a few.
But does it get it where the kids bumped each other off the sled and stuff? Does that come through? I mean, I'm not very good at
down here,
small
yes.
silhouetted figures.
Yeah. You don't have we used to have a pond that you slid into.
So did we. No, Jennifer, I only have so much time.
What do you mean you only have so much time?
To draw these things.
Oh, I know. You do a good job.
I had a little bit of a drawing block. Is that what you say when you're an artist and you can't think of anything?
Well, I don't know. I'm not an artist. I just can't.
And that just came to me out of the blue, and I'm like, wow, why didn't I ever think of this before?
No, it's a good one.
So maybe 2017 would be a good year for me.
See, this is what I'm saying. And you've already got an idea for October.
Oh, yeah, what was that again?
It's our five-year anniversary on Chamber Radio.
Okay.
So if we last another year, if they don't toss us out.
So you got to do something with the radio.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, that's the all the idea I get. Just
it's early.
Radio. You say it's one word, and I just run with it?
Yep. All right, well,
radio is kind of invisible.
I'm going to say one word right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Commercial break. We'll be right back
that's
after
two
it.
Words.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
At Capital One, we know you've got questions about your credit.
Who's really in charge of my credit?
How does credit actually work?
What if I want to improve it?
That's why Capital One created the CreditWise app. Get your credit score and real insights on how to improve it.
What's it cost?
It's free to everyone, Capital One customer or not.
Wow.
Millions of CreditWise users have improved their credit score by 20 points or more. Download the app for free today. What's in your wallet?
Welcome back to the library show.
Sorry about that ad.
I'm Jim Thatch. What ad? That was before this song?
Yeah, this song didn't used to have an ad.
Oh, I didn't even notice, Jen.
Okay. Oh,
by the way, my little referencing in the beginning of the show, Jennifer wishes she had $1 million hot dog. It's a popular cultural, pop culture reference. Where is it from? It's your first trivia question of the day. I wish I had $1 million. Hot dog! From a holiday movie. It's a Wonderful Life. Remember that scene where he's, when he was little, he went, when he worked in Gower's drugstore, he'd go in there and hit that little lighter thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they did it when he was older again.
Yes.
I guess you didn't see It's a Wonderful Life this holiday season.
You know what? I didn't see anything.
Which holiday movies did you see?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
You saw zero holiday movies.
Mm-hmm.
Over the holidays. Zero.
Zero.
What's the matter with you? The radio show has been canceled for today.
Jennifer has to go watch. You know what? I was going to keep putting them on at the library, and I just...
I don't understand, Jennifer. That makes me very sad. Let's move on, because I think I'm going to tear up here. Today is December 29th. Way too late to watch holiday movies now.
You think?
Unless there's like a winter one. I don't know.
You
can watch Groundhog Day for Groundhog Day.
Thank you. That's my sister's birthday.
Groundhog Day?
Yeah. Okay, good.
Belinda?
Sarah.
Who's coming home? Belinda?
Belinda. Sarah. Nice.
When was the last time you saw her?
In June.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, she's
nice
only
homecoming.
She's only coming home.
By the way, that's another Christmas movie you missed.
Going to Brooklyn on Tuesday.
December 29th, 2016. I'll ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date in years past. And also ask her if she knows some people who were born or who have died. I have no died, by the way. People who were born on this date. Let's go back to 1835, Jennifer. The Treaty of New Echota is signed. Any idea what that treaty meant? What it entailed?
Something to do with the Native Americans.
How'd you know that?
Because of the name.
Echota?
Yeah.
You know, you can speak Native American?
I can't, but it sounds Native American.
It ceded all the lands of the Cherokee east of the Mississippi River, Jennifer. It shipped everybody out east, all Indians east of the Mississippi, known as the Trail of Tears.
Oh.
They moved them to Indian reservations out west. Just another happy chapter history of our great country. By the way, I watched the movie Magnificent Seven last night, the new one.
Oh, the new one? How did you like it?
It was good. It wasn't awesome, but it was good. But another chapter of American history, the Old West. I mean, that era actually existed. Where that's the way it was.
See, I saw the previews of it, and I wasn't sure if it'd be cheesy or not.
Chris Pratt fan, he's good, but it was good. It was good. Don't get me wrong. It's not a waste of time by any means, Jennifer.
Okay, that's good to know.
Do you like Westerns?
I do.
Okay, then you'll like it.
Yeah, I've seen the original. And actually, the original is based on a Japanese movie, The Seven Samurai.
Gotcha.
You don't care.
No, not at all.
So.
1845, Jennifer. Let's see. What does the United States, what is admitted as the 28th U.S. state? In 1845, the 28th.
Missouri.
And it was annexed. It was a
republic. Texas.
Very good.
Thank you.
Annexed was the key word there for you. Huh?
Yep.
Okay, Jennifer, James Joyce publishes his first novel on this date. What is it?
Ulysses.
Incorrect.
Finnegan's Wake? No.
Incorrect.
No, I'm just guessing.
Well, guessing is good sometimes.
I'm running
out. A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man.
Interesting.
But James Joyce published on this date in 1916. Okay, Jennifer. Okay, it was a bad day for what animal, Jennifer, in Hong Kong? Or on December 29th, 1997, because the people of Hong Kong began killing 1.25 million of this animal to stop the spread of a potentially deadly influenza strain.
Rats?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
They killed every chicken in the country.
Oh, how terrible.
To stop the spread of influenza.
Dreadful.
Every chicken died.
That's horrible.
In 1997 in Hong Kong.
That is horrible.
This harbor. I had no idea about that. Born or died, Jennifer, born on December 29th in 1808, Andrew Johnson.
The president?
Yes, the president.
After Lincoln?
President after Lincoln. So, yes, he was an elected president, Jennifer. And I don't think he was reelected either. So
he was Lincoln's vice president.
He was Lincoln's vice president, yes. And became president when Abraham Lincoln, unfortunately, was shot.
And died.
Yes, earlier in the year. No, not that year, because that's when Andrew Johnson died. I'm getting confused. 1936, Mary Tyler Moore was born.
She was that girl. She was
not that girl.
Oh, no, she was in the Mary Tyler Moore show.
Yes.
She's an actress.
You need me, I need more than that since that was the show was named after her.
She's an actress.
She was another famous sitcom, and she was also in some movies. Give me a movie or another sitcom she was in.
The
Dick Van Dyke Show. That's Dick Van Dyke's wife, Jennifer Laura Peachy. She was also in Ordinary People. She was also in a movie with Elvis Presley.
Who was that?
Actually, last movie Elvis Presley ever made, Change of Habit. She played a nun. I don't know what else she was in. She didn't do much like in her later years, did she? Did she still act?
Marlo Thomas.
Yes, who's still alive and doing well, by the way.
Thank goodness.
Why are you?
That's good to hear. I just mean
1938. John Voight was born.
He's an actor.
Hmm.
Oh my goodness! I know I've seen him in things. He's more of a character actor than a leading man.
Yes. So, yes and no. Recently, he is. I think he was in Midnight Cowboy. He was just in the new movie, the new Harry Potter movie. Are you a Harry Potter fan?
I read all the books. I did not read the latest one.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. He was in that.
I did not read The Curse, the play.
Also very good in a series on Showtime called Ray Donovan. He plays Mickey Donovan. Very, very good. He played, I know he played FDR in a movie. I'm going to guess it was Pearl Harbor. I'm going to guess he played Daddy Warbucks sometime in Annie. I don't know. It just seems like that would have fit his character. That's a total guess.
He was on Gunsmoke on TV.
Moving on, Ted Danson.
Oh.
Was born on this date in 1947.
He was the bartender in Cheers, Sam Malone.
Very good. Can you name any other thing he did? Can you name a movie he was in?
He was in Three Men and a Little Lady.
I was going to say, I could tell. I could see that you were forming that thought.
Oh, John Voight was in Catch 22.
1972, sorry. Jennifer. Jude Law was born.
He's a movie actor. He was in Cold Mountain. No.
He was in Cold Mountain.
He was in Cold Mountain.
By the way, which I was trying to... You know why I wasn't paying attention? Because I was trying to think. Because I said one of these things was a DVD alert. You just said it.
I just said it. Look at me.
So, I think a very underrated Civil War era movie. Cold Mountain starring him and...
Nicole Kidman.
And the woman that was Renee in Chicago. Zellweger. Yes. Very underrated Civil War movie. Very good. Very, like, stark and desolate and a good story. So I highly recommend, if you like Civil War era movies, to rent Cold Mountain. I bet you haven't seen it.
Me?
Have you seen it?
I saw it in the theater.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
And do you agree with my assessment?
Yes, it was very good.
I mean, very heartbreaking at times, of course.
Yeah.
Sometimes they say it's hard to, but so was the Civil War, Jennifer. Once again, another great chapter of our U.S. history. We keep saying we're going to make America great again. It wasn't great during the Civil War, Jennifer.
No, I'm. Yeah.
It wasn't great when we were kicking the Indians west of the Mississippi River.
Right.
It wasn't great when the Wild West, where there was half the country was completely untamed. So when was America great? Right after World War II. The 1950s. Was America great? Even though women still couldn't... Well, women couldn't vote by then, but they were still oppressed.
Well, then you had the whole
people.
McCarthy era and the civil rights.
We were never great. We were great in the colonial times. Maybe right after... And now I guess we had slavery.
No. And, you know...
When were we great? Was there a time before we brought slaves in? When did slaves start coming into the U.S.?
Gosh, I would think right from the beginning. I don't...
Think so?
Yeah.
So I would think that would be the only... But then we oppressed women before that, probably.
Right.
We were never great, Jennifer. Never. Maybe during World War II. Maybe during World War II when we became what we are now. The forming of it. I don't know. That's what would be my guess. The Greatest Generation. Didn't somebody write a book about that?
Tom Brokaw.
Right. So that's all I have for today in history. December 29th.
I don't have a today in history.
2016.
But you're a huge Bruce Springsteen fan.
I am.
So I'd really like your opinion on this.
Okay.
Do you have one?
I got his book for Christmas. I haven't started reading it
yet. Oh, did you? Born to Run? Okay, so he just released the recording of Clarence Clemens' last tour performance.
What's that mean? With the E Street Band?
Yes.
Okay.
It was November 22nd, 2009.
So it's the actual last concert that Clarence performed in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he died a year and a half later.
Okay.
It was in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 35-song set.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complete performance of Greetings from Asbury Park.
Okay, and which is rare.
Digitally download it from Springsteen's website. In January, the end of January, you can buy CDs.
Okay.
Okay. People are going nuts.
Why?
They think that he's...
Oh, bad why?
Yeah, like he's money-grabbing. And
oh, he's probably going to give all the money to Clarence's family.
Well, that's what, you know, they're saying, is he going to give it to charity? Doesn't he have enough money? Well, I have a question. Like, when you go to work, isn't that a money grab? Are you going to work for the personal satisfaction?
People, I mean, this is the society we live in. I know. Jennifer. People want to complain.
This is what he does. The man is a performer. He sells his performances.
It's probably all goes to charity. There's no bigger proponent of food banks and feeding the hungry than Bruce Springsteen. So everybody listening out there, remember that.
That's right.
All his concerts, they collect money for that. And he donates so much. I
know.
It's mind-boggling.
I was like, really?
Somebody has to complain about something, Jennifer.
I know.
And social media just blows it out of proportion.
Exactly.
That's all you have?
No, I have other stupid things.
All right, let me go over the weather real quick, okay. And then we'll see some what stupid things you have, Jennifer. Expect more rain throughout the afternoon, Jennifer, before it clears off in the evening hours. And then tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday look like actually nice early winter days. Temperatures in the low to mid-40s, clear to partly cloudy all 3 days, Jennifer. And then the rain moves back in on Monday and Tuesday, which both look like washouts, Jennifer. Complete washouts right now, Monday and Tuesday. Next chance of snow appears to be next Saturday, January 7th. At the moment, they are calling for 1 to 3 inches next Saturday. But that, of course, can change as the weather changes.
Of course it's going to.
And that's your weather. We have more library shows starting right now. We have no commercials.
No commercials.
I don't have any commercials supporting my weather report. I just do it solo.
You do it
solo.
No
sponsors.
No, you don't have to do anything at the
I don't have to read something.
Mm-mm.
The Chamber of Commerce, a little news for you people out there. The Huntington County Chamber of Commerce is currently moving into their new location. We're sitting in a skeleton of a studio here. So maybe next week we'll be in the new building. Jennifer just gave me a look, which means what?
Are you new here?
The new building, of course, is the historic large mansion. Not meaning large like it's big, which it is big, but large was the name of the family that owned
Judge
this mansion. It's on Main Street in Flemington.
It
beautiful
is.
Building. So congratulations to the Chamber of Commerce.
Do you ever walk up by Large Farm?
Where is that?
It's up by Bernadette Morales off of, like, between Kapner Street and...
I'm sure Lori has done that.
What's the name
Why?
Of the road? No, I just... It's kind of cool.
Oh.
It's an old foundation.
Oh.
And there's a placard on...
That's what it's called? Large Farm?
But what is the name
is
of that road?
Is it on
road?
Top of that hill?
Yeah, but what's that road? I'm drawing a complete
old
blank.
Old Croton?
You're going down Old Croton and you turn right and it goes...
Bartle's
Corner. Bartle's yeah. Hollow. Bartle yeah. Hall. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Wow. Getting stupid.
You can
in my
walk
old age.
There through the
mm-hmm.
that park.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I feel like you go up through the uplands.
Gotcha, the uplands, and there's the foundation. I know where they
mm-hmm.
found it.
Yeah,
that was an old large farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so what happened to the Large family?
Well, they're still around.
They were farmers, and they had a mansion in
no,
town.
No, he was a judge.
Oh, okay, and they had a farm. He was a farmer.
Well,
too?
I think it was called a farm. I don't.
Oh,
think
so
it was
one
a...
of the kids became a judge, but the probably his parents
no,
were farmers.
No, I don't know the whole. I don't know the whole. No, I mean, maybe they just called it a farm. Or maybe it was like an estate.
They never owned slaves, did they?
I don't know. I don't think so. I remember that time we had that really great exhibit about... It wasn't slavery in New Jersey. It was like Black history in New Jersey.
Yes.
We had that was a really good exhibit.
Yes, the cultural... Not the cultural...
The state library.
The Huntington Historical Society did that.
No, we drove it back to Trenton.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the other one, the Huntington Historical
Society.
No,
like a long time ago.
Gotcha. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, that's right.
Like
remember that?
Helen yeah.
So how many years ago was that, do you think?
It was 2010.
Was it 6 years ago already?
Yeah, seems time longer ago than that.
I'll tell you, this Christmas season flew by.
Did it? But it was one of those long ones.
I stopped working, what, the 16th was my last
yes,
day?
Yes, it was. No, the 15th.
15th was my last day. It was, that 10 days went by in a blink of an eye.
Lucky you. Those of us left behind.
I was trying to drag it. We actually, you would have loved this. So Kara and I, the Monday before Christmas, we went down to Wildflowers, the bar on the Pennington Circle. Mm-hmm. You ever go there? Actually, mm-hmm. good food. Mm-hmm. But Monday night they had trivia. I go, I didn't know they have it. I said, well, let's me and you go down there. We'll get a beer and we'll, they have trivia. We'll get, like, we'll eat and we'll play trivia. And they had Christmas trivia.
Oh my gosh. Did you clean up?
We rolled. We absolutely rolled.
What did
me
you
and
win?
Kara. And one team was cheating so bad, and we beat them. Like, one team was using the phone and then took another team that quit because they weren't doing good and combined into one team. And me and Kara by ourselves beat them.
What did you win?
It sounds like I'm bragging. $40 gift card.
Nice.
That was good. Yeah, but they had a picture round where you name all these obscure Christmas characters. We were the only team, like, there were 16 of them. We got all 16. No other team could get more than 10 or something. Nice. So it was good. It was fun. Because we won. There wasn't one fun because we won. It was just fun.
No, but that's
it would have been fun if we lost to a bunch of cheap. No, I'm just kidding. But it was a lot of fun. The guy does a nice job. Which brings me to another thing. If anyone is in the Flemington area, starting January 18th on Wednesdays, Lone Eagle Brewery in Flemington runs a trivia night every Wednesday.
You're starting again?
I can attest that it is an awesome night. Maybe Jennifer Winberry will grace us with her presence.
Is it ongoing now? Or
like it's not ongoing. Just three nights. You could play one night or all three. It's up to you. Why don't you and Brian grab Morgan?
Can I just say one thing? You match that plant exactly.
Thank you. I planned that.
You have a burgundy turtleneck.
I called the plant this morning and asked what it was wearing.
An olive jacket, and that's the plant color.
So, Jennifer, you, Morgan, Matt Dolan, Brian, you can make a team so easy.
I don't need Matt Dolan.
Oh, okay. who else
I don't know.
Would you put on your team? Come on. I think you'd have fun.
No, we would.
You and Brian. I'll even put you on Charlie's team if you want. You can play with them if you don't want to play it with yourself. You're not coming. Never mind. Moving on. All right, what else do you have over there?
Well, I could tell you some food trends that are predicted for the coming year if you want.
Food trends? What does that mean? Like new foods people will eat?
Mm-hmm. I have some old
That's
ones.
That's a thing people do? They predict what people
oh,
eat?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Well,
like what
let's see.
Was the food trends accurate for last year?
Let's see. Poke.
This is something you keep track of? Poke?
Poke, P-O-K-E.
What
plant-based
that?
Proteins, Japanese food, kombucha, chickpea jerky, street food again, turmeric, coconut, and meal kits.
This is the food?
From last year.
Okay.
2008.
I've never heard of any of those.
I'm sure Lori has. You never heard of street food?
Hey, by the way, this is the hole. I hear the hole in the ozone layer, it's healing itself. Is that true?
I hope so. That would be good.
We're actually doing something good?
Yeah.
So it was. You can't help thank Obama for that. That's what they'll say. Somehow Trump got it closed up.
I didn't want to say. But next year, it's sorghum.
Sorghum? That's not even a food.
It's a grain. Egg yolks. French food is making a comeback. Smoked
Not
food.
Not my house.
Smoked food. Whey. Cannabis. Teff. Spirulina, which is an
pot?
Algae. Teff.
Cannabis.
Pot.
That's a food? That's making
I guess as a food. Like in brownies?
I guess because it's being legalized in states?
I don't know. And Filipino food. Have you ever had balut?
No. Have you?
No, it's considered a man food.
What is it?
It's a duck egg.
Nope.
And out. With a little baby fetus duck in it, and you boil it. And then you cut the top off, and you eat the baby duck, and then you slurp the juice.
Why did you tell me that? Don't tell me things like that ever again.
Why?
That's disgusting.
Not if you're Filipino, it's not. It's a delicacy.
No, I can't eat lunch now. Thanks. Well, maybe I'll lose weight now. Thank you, Jennifer, because I can't eat ever again.
Oh, stop. You can.
Don't ever tell me
things. We have a priest who comes and stays with us every summer. Not with us, but at the church. And my father and I took him out to the Surgeonsville. My father took us out to the Surgeonsville Inn this year.
Yeah.
And he had salad with duck on top.
When did you go to the Surgeonsville Inn?
This summer.
Oh.
He had, and Jerry had salad with a duck on top. And I said, oh, you got grown-up balut. He thought it was funny.
I remind me never to go out eating with you.
We did not order the kangaroo.
We went there for Lori's birthday.
Did she have kangaroo? No, she's a vegetarian.
Of course not. I forget what she had, but she loves it there. And then they have a new loft above the bar we had up there. It was very nice meal. And if you ever go to the Surgeonsville Inn, look for an original piece of artwork by Jim Thatch.
Really?
Hanging in the inn.
Where is it?
Right when you walk in the door, look to the right over the hostess stand.
Oh, yeah?
Hanging right there.
Is it
actually,
new?
Actually, I've had two people call, one requesting prints of it.
Really?
It's new since a couple months ago.
So it wasn't there in the summer?
No.
Nice. What is
Maybe like a month ago. It's a picture of the surgeons fill in.
Wow. Nice.
I donated to them since they're so nice to Lori and myself whenever we come there, especially Luigi and Dylan. Dylan's the bartender, of course, so of course he likes me. And Luigi's one of the waiters who makes the tiramisu.
Okay.
He makes it for ShopRite, too.
Does he?
He makes it. And he works there.
Yeah, the owner goes to our church. So we know him and his daughter, Madeline.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, they're very nice.
And a good example of how the surgeons fell in burnt down about a year ago. It was in December of last year, right? And within 9 months, they are up, not even, probably 6 months.
Was it last year or 2 years ago?
I thought it was last. Maybe. I don't know. Within a year, they were
open
again.
I was there in July.
It was open over the summer.
I think it opened last Christmas was when it reopened.
Did it? Okay. So
I think they had a soft open.
So it took about 2 years. It took 1 year to open again. But how long has the Union Hotel been floundering? And here the Surgeonsville Inn got opened again after a devastating fire.
That's what the will to live and good insurance will do for you.
Actually, one night we were sitting there, and the contractor, the guy that redid it, was sitting next to me. So I said, well, why can't you go do this to the Union Hotel? He's just like laughed. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So we're getting a depressing thing. Okay, what else do you got?
What else do I have? I have a list of people, not everyone, but I have a list of people who died this year.
Okay, let's hear. This sad thing.
Let's see. In January, we had Pat Harrington.
Okay. But there's been good name recognition thing. Wasn't that Schneider? Schneider died this year?
Yeah.
From One Day at a Time?
He did. David Bowie, which I didn't realize it was a whole year.
He died that early January?
Yeah, January 10th. Alan Rickman.
That's right. He died this year,
Harry Potter. Dan Haggerty. Who's Grizzly Adams.
Oh, that's right.
Glenn Frey.
I forgot about him, too.
And the Eagles. Abe Vigoda, who was in The Godfather.
And Barney Miller.
Linus Maurer. Do you know who he is?
Linus Maurer? No.
He was a cartoonist and illustrator who was friends with Charles Schulz, and that's where the name Linus came from. Maurice White from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Harper Lee. You can stop me anytime.
Yeah, I heard somebody tell me that she was like something about her new book like that was not something was wrong with it. Like she wasn't had anything to do with that or something.
It brings up more questions whether she had anything to do with the first book or whether Truman Capote ghostwrote it. Yeah, hello. Umberto Eco, an Italian author who somehow I missed.
What did he write?
The Name of the Rose, Travels in Hyperreality. Pat Conroy, the author of The Great Santini and The Prince of Tides.
And he wrote one about the slave. Shadrach. Was that the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Did you see The Prince of Tides?
Was that with Nick Nolte?
And yeah, Barbara Streisand.
Probably.
That was good. Nancy Reagan.
Did you like that movie? You liked The Prince of Tides?
I did.
Beach Music you wrote too, didn't
you? Yeah, I didn't like that book. No.
Go ahead.
Nancy Reagan.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about her.
George Martin.
These aren't in any chronological order.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, George Martin. I was thinking George Michael.
No, George Martin.
Oh, George Martin, of course, the Beatles produced it. Yes. The fifth Beatle.
Frank Sinatra Jr., which I didn't realize it was March. Gary Shandling, I missed that too.
He was very talented.
Earl Hammer.
Who?
Earl Hammer.
Or Earl Hamner from the Waltons?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize he died.
Yeah, he was 92. Mother Mary Angelica. That's from my parents.
Who was she?
She, EWTN.
What's her legacy?
EWTN.
EWTN?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
She's a folksy Roman Catholic nun who used the monastery garage to begin a television ministry.
Oh.
Patty Duke, who again, I don't think I knew she died. Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard, who almost died 60 years ago on the plane with Buddy Holly, but gave up his seat to Richie Valens.
Yes, he did.
I always felt guilty about that.
He should.
Ooh, Jennifer.
No, of course not. Doris Roberts.
The mother from...
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes.
Prince. Billy Paul, and I only know him for one reason.
Billy Paul? I don't know him for any reason.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
That's a singer?
Yeah.
Me and Mrs. Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
William Shallert. And I only included him because he was Patty Duke's father and uncle.
Not her real father.
No, on TV.
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah, yeah. He was in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Morley Safer. And Alan Young.
Alan Young. Who was that?
He was in Mr. Ed.
He was the guy?
The straight man, yeah.
Oh, really?
Wilbur.
The one that wasn't a horse.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Wilbur. Muhammad Ali. Gordie
right,
Howe.
Muhammad Ali died.
Yeah.
Holy cow. There has been a lot of deaths this year.
And these are only the ones that I recognize by. Yeah. Lois Duncan, who was a young adult author. I read a lot of her when I was in middle school. Alvin Toffler, Future Shock Books. If you saw it, you'd know it.
Don't be so sure. I'm pretty illiterate.
Ellie Wiesel, Knight.
Yes, I know that one.
Tim LaHaye, who did the Left Behind series.
Don't just assume I don't know, but you were right about that one.
Anna of Romania, who was the last monarch. Wife of Romania's last monarch.
Okay.
Pete Fountain, you're not going to know him.
Pete Fountain? No.
He was a Dixieland clarinetist.
Okay.
Gene Wilder.
Oh, yeah.
Lady Chablis.
Oh, yeah. Was she a singer?
No, she was from the Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. She was one of the people that John Brandt wrote about. And then she was in the movie. John Brandt?
So the myth Garden of Good and Evil was a true story?
It wasn't a true story. It was like a myth.
Okay.
But based on a true story.
Gotcha.
Edward Albee.
What did he do again?
He's a playwright who was afraid of Virginia Woolf. He won the Pulitzer Prize. W.P. Kinsella.
He wrote Field of Dreams.
This one you'll know. Arnold Palmer.
Oh, my God. That's right. He died. Oh, he had a very touching... eulogies at his funeral. I watched that.
Nice. The longest reigning monarch of the world, the King of Thailand, died. I'm not even going to attempt to say his name. Bobby V. Speaking of Merle Haggard.
Waylon Jennings.
He took the stage as a teenager to fill in after the 1959 plane crash that killed Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. Janet Reno. I don't remember at all. Dying. Leonard Cohen.
Now we're getting recent.
Robert Vaughn.
Robert Vaughn was a TV actor. He was in, don't tell me, he was in with the other, Nick and Nora Charles. The Avengers?
Invisible Man.
Oh.
But he was also in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Ralph Branca.
Ralph Branca was a pitcher who gave up a famous home run, if I'm not mistaken.
It was a Brooklyn Dodger pitcher, the shot heard around the world. And who hit it?
Bobby Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Florence Henderson. Fidel Castro, Once and For All. Isn't he like a man who's always...
more than normal.
His death was always reported, and he never really died.
Every time a famous person dies, they always say, we just Keith Richards is still alive.
I saw that on Facebook yesterday. And then this month we had John Glenn, Alan Thicke, Henry Heimlich.
I don't want to hear an ironic joke about that.
No, but he...
How many lives did he save?
I don't know.
Countless, Jennifer.
Zsa Zsa Gabor. George Michael, who I had no idea was only 53. So he must have been really young. Were you a Wham fan?
No.
I didn't think so.
I mean...
You weren't a teenage girl.
No. You were?
Yeah. Carrie Fisher and Gordy Tapp from Hee Haw.
Which one was he? What about Debbie Reynolds?
And Debbie Reynolds. We already talked about her. And somebody else died the other day.
Well, there's 2 days left, Jennifer.
I know.
I'm afraid to find out what it's going to rush to get in here. That isn't an abnormally a lot of famous people that died in a year.
I think so.
I would think. But maybe you say that every year.
Do you think?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a lot. It seems extra long. But you know what? It could be. It's just that era. You know, people of a certain age.
The people that we're familiar with.
Right.
So it's going to be this way for the rest of our lives, Jennifer.
Possibly.
Which hopefully is a good long time.
I would hope so.
I just got to try to get through this year. All right, Jennifer, let's quickly, we got about 7 minutes left. Do we need more commercials?
We do.
Go ahead.
I missed them. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with the Snoozing Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Sorry to wake you up.
I was about to talk not in front of my microphone there. Okay, Jennifer, let's quickly go. Oh, we never did a recap of 2016. Let's do that.
All right, you do that.
Okay, 2016, Jennifer, and everyone listening, I thought was a great year at the Hunterdon County Library. We had so many good programs, events. Let's start with Knitters Unite. I was walking out of the lobby today. 474 items knitted and donated to local people that need them through our Knitters Unite program.
Yes.
Run by Cheryl Garachian and Linda Zadepsky. So what a success.
Yes.
I learned a lot about knitting. There's people that came into the library, took yarn that was donated, would just sit on the lower level and knit a hat before they left for that day.
Yes.
Incredible.
Yes.
I'm in awe of these people, Jennifer. So thank you, everybody involved with that great program. So let's go back in the year. Let's go back to, let's see, last January. Of course, we had all of our musical programs at North County and the Hunter County Library. Also, we've had some programs at South this year, which is a new thing.
It is.
And then all the speakers that Jennifer booked at the Hunter County Library and Dana Neubauer booked at the North County Branch Library. We had too many to mention, so let's not go into, I mean, we had some great ones, so, throughout the year. Another wildly successful musical and speaking slate of programs.
And we continued to host some tricentennial programs.
Yes, we had tricentennial programs at the library as well. And plus all the exhibits we had throughout the year, including the gingerbread competition, which is wrapping up right in December. The annual photo show that happens every October was very popular again this year. We had some great photos throughout the month, all the amateur photographers in Hunterdon County. So that's been going on for over 20 years, and we did that again. Let's see. Let's go back to January, February. The winter's kind of, because of the weather, we kind of keep it a little bit low-key.
March, we had Maker's Day.
Maker's Day in March up at the North County Branch Library and the South County Branch Library that was wildly popular for families, not just kids, but for families.
Mm-hmm.
The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale again, of course. Went off well at the fairgrounds. We had the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, which was, I think, a record number of artists, and a very nice day.
Yes.
Music by Acoustic Road, and I think the biggest crowd we've ever had for that event, I think, by far.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be looking forward to doing that again in 2017. Comic Fest or Comic Con, what do we call it?
Comic Fest.
Comic Fest took place in August. I would think another big success. We had some illustrators. We had worm races at that, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
A lot of giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
We had the outdoor concert series again, record attendance, and featuring the British Invasion years. We had an ice cream truck at one of those events for the first time, hoping to do that again. And we also want to thank the Blauenberg Band and the Summer Swing Orchestra for participating in that as well.
The bookmobile went to Raritan Township Community Day in September.
Oh, by the way, I could bring something about Reading Across America in the bookmobile. I had a request. So,
what?
Just ask about that, if the bookmobile can participate in Reading Across America. I'll find out the details.
Probably.
Which is coming up in April. Probably not.
I don't know.
Probably not. We're being positive here, Jennifer.
Okay.
Okay, what else was going on? I know we're forgetting a lot of things. I should have wrote all this stuff down.
Well, you know what? When you do the annual report.
When I actually do an annual report this year, yes, I'll remember all the stuff. But I'd like to thank the PR committee at the Hunterdon County Library. That everything that we mentioned pretty much is the engine driving a lot of these things.
And all the staff, because without their support,
exactly,
we could not do it.
So the Hunterdon County Library is, I mean, it's not just a normal library. When you think of a library, which is books, we have all these other services, which is something else I wanted to bring up. There's a new thing on our homepage, what's new with your account. So remember to talk about that next week.
I think we did when it first came out.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk
about
it again.
We'll do that again. All new services, new programs, a lot for 2017. So next week we'll just do a kind of a preview of what 2017 will offer, we're going to be offering at the Hunterdon County Library.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can go online, stop in, or give us a call. Your library is always there for you.
Happy New Year.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta soft baked breakfast biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around.